Hare Krishna, welcome to this evening's katha. Actually, this morning I read something I would love to share. We know that the loving pastimes between Radha and Krishna take place in kunjas. Trees have formed something like a little house, a tree house, bower house. Yes, and after one particular loving pastime of Radha and Krishna, Srimati Radharani looked at Krishna. "Oh, Syamsundar, your hair is in disarray. I think we should tie it new." So with a smiling face, he hinted at Rupa Manjari, and Rupa Manjari knew what to do. Krishna has a chuda. This is where he ties his hair up like this. And then he puts a peacock feather in there, and sometimes also some flowers. So Rupa Manjari said, "Oh, Syamsundar, the peacock feather has fallen out of your chuda, so we need to make a new decoration for you." So then she removed the peacock feather, who had somehow gone a little down, and also all the flowers. But instead of making another chuda or leaving the hair like this, she plaited a braid. That is, she made the hair of Krishna like a braid. And at the end of the braid, she placed a lotus flower. So now Krishna's external appearance was like that of Radharani. He looked like a girl. And in fact, being overwhelmed with the loving expression of Radharani, he changed into a Radha. You call this in the Krishna Leela as prema Vilas Vaichitra. It is it means an exchange of roles. So then Rupa Manjari brought the dress of Radha, and Krishna dressed like this, and Radha on the other side changed into Krishna. In the deepest form of love, this is possible. We have always heard God is one, so sometimes they exchange roles, but they still keep the mood, I'm Radha and I'm Krishna. Only with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Prema Vaichitramurti, the mood is also changed. Krishna, who takes on the golden complexion of Radha, actually forgets that he is Krishna and starts to look at him from the himself from the eyes of the worshipper. I thought this is very nice to show that Radha Krishna's Leela is always inconceivable, and we will similarly now hear the ongoing Damoda pastime, but we will not forget that this is human-like, but not entirely human what we hear. It is divine. So the fine hairs curling over Yashoda's face dripped with perspiration, and her blouse moved from her heavy breathing. Her hair hung loose from running, and her lotus face appeared exhausted. When she finally caught Krishna's hand, he said, He, Krishna, said, "Mother, just one thing, please do not beat me." While saying this, Krishna rubbed his tear-filled lotus eyes with his delicate palms, which resembled the petals of a fresh lotus flower. With a choked voice, little Krishna slowly uttered some sweet yet indistinct words that came out from his beautiful mouth like drops of nectar falling from the full moon. Indeed, it was such a beautiful sight to see Krishna becoming overwhelmed in fear and crying helplessly. Yashoda thought, "If I don't bind him immediately, he may run away into the deep forest." So then Yashoda brought a grinding mortar and considered how to bind the one of boundless glories. Observing this, Krishna beamed an attractive smile. He was very happy that Mother Yashoda would not beat him. So then Yashoda ordered some maidservants. "Oh, Kurangavati and Lavangavalati, fetch some smooth robe made of jute." I think you know jute is a very soft material. The attempt of Brajeshwari Yashoda to bind Krishna, the ever-well-wisher of the whole creation, immersed her in an ocean of joy. Soon, many opulently dressed elderly gopis, the embodiments of limitless motherly affection, came also and joined her. Mother Yashoda tied many ropes together, but they always measured 2 inches too short. Surprisingly, no matter how many ropes she collected, they remained 2 inches too short. She said, "Alas, this small distance seems to have become as vast as Brahma's universe." You know, the 2 inches which were too short appeared to her insurmountable. The Supreme Lord enacts his pastimes by his personal energy to display his unlimited power. Observing this wonderful incident, the elderly gopis tried to relieve Yashoda's anxiety by saying, "Oh Yashoda, you are the most blessed one in creation. A minute ago you tied a small golden belt around Krishna's thin waist, but now you cannot bind him with all the ropes in your house. Despite the number of ropes you tie together, they always end up 2 inches too short. There is some strange cause behind this phenomena, so you better stop trying to bind your son." Remember, she had made a small golden belt around Krishna's waist, and that was easily accomplished only some time ago, but now it seemed to be magical. So the gopi said, don't, this is dangerous, you know, don't try." In great astonishment, Yashoda addressed the gopis, "Oh, Praja gopis, I have no more ropes, so please bring all the ropes stored in your houses." It was not out of fear that the gopis gave all their robes to Yashoda, but they did so in order to see Krishna's glorious transcendental character and relish his blissful pastimes. In other words, they came back with robes from their own houses. Pretending to be angry, Yashoda took all the additional robes and tried again to bind her naughty son. While enjoying the scene, the doe-eyed housewives of Vrindavan laughed quietly while secretly tasting a special joy in their hearts. Imagine they all loved Krishna so much, so when they saw he could not be bound secretly, they thought, good, 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 good. All the blissful moods of spiritual love harmonized in Krishna's childhood pastimes. Though Krishna's hands were very delicate, his eyes soon pained from continually rubbing the tears falling from them. In a choked voice, he spoke some richly sweet words that captivated the minds of all. Finally, Krishna cried in a gentle, honey-sweet voice. So he started to cry when he was bound. And now there were all his friends like Subal around him. And just to show sympathy, all these little boys sat on the ground and also wept along with their bosom friend. There is one pastime in Braj. Somehow the cowherd boys were playing together, but then Krishna changed the rules, which no one was agreeable to. So they all began to quarrel. And as the forest of Vrindavan, the cowherd boys on Krishna's side, were of course for Krishna's idea, and the cowherd boys on Balaram's side were totally against it. Krishna did not want to abide by the rules they had previously agreed on. So there was a quarrel between these two parties, and soon the birds started to quarrel also. The monkeys started to quarrel also. Even the insects were seen quarreling with each other without knowing the cause why they were quarreling. This shows us one aspect of Braj, that everything is in tune with Krishna. Everything is harmonized with Krishna. You speak in a philosophical way about everyone is equalized with Krishna. What it means is that they feel exactly like Krishna. They see things the way Krishna sees them. That's why when the Rupa Manjari and her assistants serve, they always know what Radha needs and wants and desires at this particular moment, because their mind is equalized with the mind of Radha, or is the same. So this is also in terms of the servants of Krishna, the animals in the forest and so on. And that makes Vrindavan such a challenge for us. We somehow can only be in Vrindavan when we tune into Krishna. When we are not tuning into Krishna, we are strangers in a strange land. So the art of staying in Vrindavan is to somehow enter the mood of a servant of Radha and Krishna, and in this way become relieved from your mind. Krishna. I want to mention another thing before we stop this. We are now going towards the Amavasya period. For those of us who have an oversensitive mind, our minds will be challenged. We will experience mood swings from happy to distress, because just like the moon affects the water and affects the rising and falling tide. The moon also affects the mind of a conditioned soul, and the way to deal with this is to just observe it calmly, just like you observe a movie from another, and not identify with what is going on in the mind. Then you will be a happy resident of Braj. Good. Let us see where we are in time. We have filled our time. Welcome back to another round of Binding Krishna. We have still a few more pages of this rendition from Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Radha Krishna ki jai, Gaur Prem Anandi Hari Hari Bol.